Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Good Friday bite-sized political podcast. Hope you will enjoy this one. As always, sponsored by my good friends at quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below, visit their website. And I want to talk about a tweet that I saw from David Cameron. Lord Cameron. Lord Cameron tweeted out today, this is what his words, 10 years ago, on this day, the first same-sex marriages took place in the UK. It remains one of my proudest moments. Now, just that tweet alone should tell you all you need to know about these fake conservatives, about David Cameron, about what's happening to our country, and the fact that the people who are undermining it bit by bit by bit delight in the fact that they do it. It's one of their proudest moments. Now, let's tackle the issue of same-sex marriage, shall we? Because I oppose it from a religious point of view. So what I'm saying is that I don't believe that a same-sex marriage, a man marrying a man or a woman marrying a woman, I think it's certainly anti-Christian. So therefore, I can't accept it within a religious context. If civil authorities want to do it, I don't care, really. I'm totally disinterested in what civil authorities do. I think they're immoral and all the rest of it, morally bankrupt. So they can knock themselves out. But it's the fact that, you know, that Cameron sees this as a major achievement. I mean, he could have tried to make other major achievements. For example, he wants to talk about same-sex marriage, but I'll make it more simple. How about just talking about marriage? The institution of marriage, a man and a woman, is in serious decline in this country. And as it goes down the tubes, the country goes down the tubes with it. Oh, yes, we've got our same-sex marriages. I'm sure we'll have our trans marriages and all the rest of it. But just look at the state of the country. This is the consequence of this path, you know, that we are following, which takes us, I think, to hell central. But it's the fact that Cameron's so proud about it, you know. So he could have tried to support marriage. He could have encouraged, you know, young people to come together in a healthy manner and stay together, because unfortunately divorce rates and so on and so forth are very, very high. And not just divorce rates, but the number of kids being born out of wedlock now exceeds those born within wedlock. Now, if you are of a Christian persuasion, you'll understand that the institution of marriage is biblically ordained. You know, it's absolutely anchored at the heart of everything we have. The notion that a man and a woman come together with the explicit purpose of having children, so that we essentially ensure that there are further generations. You know, same-sex marriages, they won't be having any children. Yeah, doesn't matter how much they love each other. They physically cannot have any children. And before people jump at me and say, oh, yes, but you're forgetting Elton John and his partner have got a child. Yeah, but the child wasn't born by, they did not give birth to the child. Yeah, surrogates isn't the same thing. So marriage, I think, is such a fundamental thing. And when it collapses, as it is at the moment in our country, then two things become apparent. First of all, we see the degradation of society and everything around it. That's the first thing we see. And the second thing we see is a lot of very unhappy children. You see, again, a fundamental purpose of marriage, and obviously I'm meaning a happy marriage, is that children thrive within a happy home. Now, people are going to say to me, oh, well, David, you're just an old-fashioned bigot, because don't you realize that same-sex marriages create the most happiest homes imaginable, and it's so wonderful? Well, that's a matter of opinion. That is a matter of opinion. Do I understand that same-sex people, gay people, want to get together? Yeah. What do I think about that? Yeah, if that's what they want to do, that's their decision between them and their maker, not for me to interfere for a second. But there's a difference between a couple coming together and a couple then getting the additional benefit of marriage, especially a legal marriage. We've made marriage so cheap. We've given marriage away. We've deformed the institution of marriage. And the churches have a big part to play in this as well. I blame them to a significant degree as well, because they haven't stood up for traditional marriage. And by their sheer cowardice, that has emboldened the people who think, well, why can't a man marry another man? In fact, why can't a man marry a couple of different men? In fact, why can't we have all kinds of marriage arrangements? Why should we be so, traditional and just say that is between a man and a woman? Because the Bible says so. That's why we're a Christian society, or at least we were. That's why we say these things. And that's why I do believe in marriage. And that's why, why I have no problems with gay people, absolutely zero. And I can respect what they want to do. I don't think they should be defined by their sexuality, by the way. I think that's very narrowing, personally. I think people who have all kinds of talents may be gay. That's the way of looking upon it, rather than they're gay people and then they do all this other stuff. Why should their sexuality be to the core? So there we have it anyway. David Cameron, he's really happy that he was the guy who brought it in. And as you know, it was David Cameron who boasted of being the heir to Blair. And we've lived through this dystopian nightmare for 13 years of fake conservatives in government going about with relish the destruction of every significant institution we have. And that's why they're going to finally get their comeuppance this year. And for me, it can't come soon enough. I'll be proud for David Cameron's party to be humiliated.